You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Hong Kong-based entities that put money into India may take an alternative route to invest into the country if a double taxation avoidance agreement between Mauritius and Hong Kong comes through. A communique released last week by the Financial Services Commission, Mauritius said a DTAA between the two countries was signed on September 14th in Mauritius and November 7th in Hong Kong. The DTAA, which seeks to eliminate double taxation of income generated through cross-border transactions and provide greater tax certainty to investors, will enter into force after the completion of internal ratification procedures. The agreement will encourage cross-border investment flows and enhance bilateral cooperation in tax matters. Once ratified, the agreement may encourage HK-based entities investing into India to route their investments through Mauritius through a master feeder structure, according to people in the know. Meanwhile, Japanese investment major SoftBank will sell a part of its stake in 197 Communications, the parent company of Paytm, via a block deal valued at around $215 million. It will be looking to offload 4.5%, according to sources, in the price band of 555 to 601.55. That would amount to a discount of 7.72% at the lower end of the band to the closing price of the stock on Wednesday of ₹601.45. SoftBank will hold a stake of 12.9% or 84 million shares in the company. As of September 30th, it held a 17.45% stake through SVF Holdings, the payments player listed on the exchanges in November last year, and the lock-in period after the IPO expired on November 15th. Analysts have pointed out that some investors may choose to exit after the expiry of the lock-in period and that there could be an equity overhang. In some more industry news, the Open Network for Digital Commerce will be launching its B2B testing phase next month, starting with a groceries vertical. Persons familiar with the plan said the B2B network participants are in the process of integrating with the system. An analysis by ICICI Securities notes the addressable market for B2B e-commerce is poised for a compounded annual growth rate of 55.8% over financial year 23, financial year 25. Digital penetration of the B2B space is expected to increase to 2.3% in financial year 25 from 1.2% in financial year 23. Analysts at the brokerage observed. The resulting revenue opportunity is likely to increase to $16.5 billion from $6.8 billion during the same period. Meanwhile, a rollout of ONDC's beta phase for Delhi is expected in early December. Moving on, the lenders and bidders of debt-laden Reliance Capital have objected to Life Insurance Corporation's plans to sell bond investments worth ₹3,400 crore in the former Anil Ambani Group company, alleging conflict of interest. The insurer is in the final stages of selling the bonds to Assets Care and Reconstruction Enterprise, an asset reconstruction company backed by Ares SSG Capital. RCAP lenders allege that LIC has initiated a parallel process to sell the bonds as the deadline to submit the binding bids ends on November 28. According to sources, the insurance behemoth's timing and pricing of the bonds are the causes of concern. LIC has initiated a Swiss challenge process to invite bids from ARCs with November 25 as the last date. Prior to starting the process, it had received a binding bid from ACRE, with the ARC offering 27 cents for each dollar. This would result in a 73% haircut for the insurer, sources close to the development said. On to the banking sector. The government may ask prominent regional rural banks to adopt reform agenda meant for state-run commercial banks under the so-called EASE. That is, Enhanced Access and Service Excellence Program, or a similar initiative to bolster their core banking. This could be a part of the Finance Ministry's broader efforts to further strengthen the RRBs in a time-bound manner to bring them on a par with commercial lenders in at least some key parameters. given their crucial role in boosting credit flow in rural India. The Department of Financial Services recently organized a workshop on governance and operational reforms in RRBs, an official source told FE. And lastly, economy. The Directorate General of Foreign Trade on Wednesday notified its decision to allow sugar exports of 5,841 tons to the Europe and 8,606 tons to the US under the quota systems there at zero or concessional duties in the marketing year through September 2023. This quantity is usually kept outside the ambit of any limit on sugar exports. The government has permitted sugar exports of 6 million tons for 2022-23. It will review the domestic demand-supply situation before allowing more exports. It was forced to cap sugar exports at 11.2 million tons in the last marketing year after a spike in outbound shipments threatened to deplete local stocks. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.